Time now for sports with Anthony Verasso.
The Oaks Tornadoes girls basketball team got back in the win column last night. They defeated Griggs Mid-Cota 71-41, but the story of this game is Lakin Roney, the junior breaking the Oaks' single-game scoring record with 39 points in the victory. Roney actually only needed three quarters to break the record. The girls' team is back in action on Thursday when they will host Sargent County at 7:30. The Oaks boys' basketball team is on the road this evening. They're taking on Napoleon. Tip-off for this one is set for 7 p.m. The college football season came to a close last night, Georgia pulling off the upset, beating Alabama 33-18. This is the first national championship for Georgia since 1980. Georgia quarterback Stetson Bennett with 224 passing yards and two passing touchdowns in the win. Bennett was named Offensive Player of the Game, and defensive back Louis Essien was named Defensive Player of the Game. In the NFL, we had some head coaches being fired yesterday. We start with the Minnesota Vikings. They clean house. Head coach Mike Zimmer and general manager Rick Spielman both were let go. The Bears firing their coach Matt Nagy and GM as well, Ryan Pace. And the biggest surprise, the Dolphins firing head coach Brian Flores. Miami finished their season by winning 8 of their final 9 games. On the ice, the Wild game in Winnipeg against the Jets last night was postponed. The Wild's next game on Wednesday in Edmonton is also postponed. So the team's next possible game will be Friday night when they host the Anaheim Ducks. And on the hardwood, the Timberwolves were off last evening. They're going to be back in action tonight when they're down in New Orleans to take on the Pelicans. For more news and sports, anytime, check out our website, newsdakota.com.